Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
I do have to ask, where are you staying? Do you know, in New Orleans?
I think we are staying, and my understanding is we're actually staying at the convention center, which is where the restaurant is going to be, at the Orion Convention Center.
Well, good. That's fine. That means you're near the French Quarter.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. Pat O'Brien's Dueling Pianos, Dickie Brennan's, Quarter Two Sisters. Come on. Nola. Come on. Great restaurants. This is your trip. Screams you. Canal Street. Go for it.
I couldn't agree more. For a travel itinerary that usually includes only trips to Minneapolis and Iowa City, New Orleans is a welcome change of scenery on the wrestling schedule.
I'll tell you right now, you have hit the jackpot.
Yes, indeed.
You could be right now in Bloomington. Now I'm going to New Orleans. They're off to a really good start, which is not unexpected to this point. So when you look at the progress they have made, what do you like so far? What has to be better?
Yeah, there's a lot to like, Steve. I mean, I really like where the conditioning is at, and that's, you know, certainly not unusual for this program. But, you know, I think there were a couple of kids that maybe have even surprised themselves with just how far along they are on that end against some of the upper echelon competition that they've faced in some of the matches early in the season. A guy like Shane Van Ness, who just hasn't had a chance to go live, really. I mean, he had two matches last year, but the injury really limited him in terms of what he could do. And so I really like where they're at, just conditioning and team chemistry-wise. I feel like I say this every year, but I mean it every year. I feel like this team is as close, if not closer, than any squad they've had before. And you can just see it with the interaction within the room and within the team, and not just among the starters. I think there's just a really good vibe right now around all of these guys. And, you know, listen, there's some things technique-wise that especially some of the younger guys need to improve on, and they know it, and it'll come. I mean, there's no question about that. I think probably that's the thing I'm most excited about seeing this coming tournament is guys like Shane Van Ness, and certainly Alex Facundo is going to see some guys that are on a much higher plane than anybody they've faced to this point this season. And just getting that experience and test and measuring stick, I think, is big for those guys at this stage of the season.
When I talked with Kale last week, we were talking about Greg Kertfley putting on about 25, 30 pounds.
Yeah.
What kind of difference has that made? And it doesn't seem like he's lost a step of quickness in doing it.
No, and I think that's the biggest thing, Steve, is that, he's put on that weight without any discernible. And listen, they do some pretty heavy-duty duty measuring within the squad in terms of figuring out where they're at with quickness and speed and all of that stuff. And all of that is also showing that he really has not lost a step, that the quickness is and the athleticism is every bit what it was a year ago. And what I think the 25 pounds has done for him is two things. One, I just think it has given him a new level of confidence. And I wouldn't exactly describe him as lacking confidence last season. But, I think he truly goes out there now believing that there is no way anybody can beat him. And you know, I think he thought last year he could beat anybody. But it's, again, just a subtle difference of, now you are really going to have to do something special to beat me because I'm on top of my game. And now I have the strength that I know I can go with absolutely anybody at this weight class. And that's the thing. It's more about the strength than the weight, although the weight, you know, is a substantial and significant part of that. But the other thing I think it really does allow Steve is I think he now has the ability to go toe-to-toe with the bigger guys and, you know, not have to fend them off, but to be able to go on the attack and feel comfortable. You know, there were a couple of situations last year, I guess, like Gable Steveson and, upper echelon guys, Tony Cassiope, but you could see, and he got in on a shot. I mean, he was still shooting, but he wasn't able to finish or didn't have the confidence that he could finish cleanly. And you just don't see that this year. And certainly I think the Cassiope bout was a great, probably the best example of it so far this season.
So let's flip it to the opposite end of the spectrum. Steen at 125. What are you seeing there? Because, I mean, that you know, look, youth comes into play here. It's been catch as catch can on points. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a confidence thing there, too. And I think, you know, he has a whole lot of talent and just needs to kind of figure out how to use it at this level. I really like the way he is making subtle little adjustments in his game on the technique front. And I think as the season goes along, he's going to get better and better. You know, I don't think, you know, he comes in with some high accolades from high school.
Sure.
and well-earned honors. I don't think he is as naturally gifted as some of the other kids in the lineup. And so, you know, I think it's going to be more of a grind for him to try to get, you know, the point where he can get on the podium at some point in his career. But you know, you love the work ethic, and he's a wrestling smart kid. I mean, he is making those adjustments. You know, I think he's still, truthfully, a little undersized for the weight class. When you look at some of the other top-level guys, he's probably walking around at, you know, 10 to 15 pounds under what those guys are walking around at when they're not cutting weight. And so, you know, he's at a bit of a disadvantage, but that's, you know, just the reality of the situation he's in, and he's going to have to figure out how to wrestle through that and be the best version of himself he can. And I think he's well on his way to doing that. I like the coachability and the way he approaches the sport.
Something that Kale and I talked about, you know, a couple, three questions last week, dealt with Bo Bartlett. When you see a guy finally get to his natural weight to wrestle, what's the difference that you see in him now that he's at the weight that now fits him?
Yeah, I think kind of same thing we've been talking about. Confidence is just such a big part of sports in general and wrestling in particular. And you can just see it. He's more comfortable, confident there. You know, he feels at home at that weight class. You know, I think the biggest thing for him still, Steve, is he is just such a bright, thoughtful kid.
Yeah.
That I think it almost sometimes gets in the way of just because he has a great natural feel for the sport. And I think there are times where he's just kind of overthinking and overanalyzing when he's out there instead of, hey, just let it roll and let it fly. And you can analyze later what happened. But, you know, he definitely, I mean, the potential is through the roof here at this weight. And again, you can just see it in the way he carries himself. There's just a different level of confidence and belief about what he can accomplish here now that he's at what he believes, and that's the most important thing, is his home weight. And I don't think there's any question it's the weight that he's most effective at.
I feel he has benefited in some ways because he wrestled in a different weight class, that he saw things, and in terms of power, he saw certain elements that he can now apply at this weight class. Is that fair?
Yeah, I do think it really helped him from a technical standpoint being at that weight, because there were some things, you know, where he wasn't going to overpower, you know, some of the top kids at that weight.
Right.
So he had to figure some things out and really hone in on some technique. And I think you combine that with now, you know, I think he is as strong and powerful as anybody at 141. And so now, you know, I think he feels that he can beat you with technique or with just, you know, raw power and kind of willing himself through different situations. And when you have that combination out there on the mat, you know, I'd say kind of the same thing that Greg Kirkley has at heavyweight. It just, that mindset then is that, I can't be beat.
Anybody surprised you so far in this lineup?
You know, Van Ness is still probably the guy that,
yeah.
And it's not that I didn't think he had potential, and you know, I just thought it was going to take him a while to wrestle himself into being kind of what we're seeing at the mm-hmm. early stage of the season. The fact that he's where he's at this stage of the season, and listen, both he and Facundo at 65 are in loaded weight classes, you know, just deep top-end talent at each weight class. And again, I wouldn't say that Van Ness is surprising me in terms of what he's doing. It's just how quickly he's doing it. And, you know, he's really shown some grit in some of these early matches, and you just don't know that. I mean, you see it in the room, and you get a pretty good feel for it. But until you get in a match where you need to dig deep a little bit and you know, really figure some things out against a guy that's giving you some problems. And we've seen that a couple times already from Van Ness. And I think we'll see it with Facundo. He just hasn't had the opportunity yet
right.
to face top-level guys. And, you know, he'll certainly get that opportunity in New Orleans.
Yeah, so let's talk about New Orleans for a moment, the opportunity to see, quote, better competition across the board. You know, give us an idea of what, you know, in terms of the challenge of this that faces yeah. Penn State and going down for the 2 days.
Yeah, I think it's an exciting few matchups for Penn State. I think Central Michigan is just one of those really mm-hmm. solid dual meet teams.
Always
they don't
good.
Have,
They're always good.
They don't have as many top end guys that are going to contend for national title honors at the end of the year, but they just have a bunch of really solid guys that they, you know, Casey Cunningham will tell you, Tom Borelli was his coach. He's still with Central Michigan, and Borelli is. About as good a technician as you're going to find in the country. So his guys are going to be well-prepared, well-coached, and, you know, again, a very solid team, but certainly a team that on paper, Penn State, dual meet score-wise, should handle fairly easily. And then you go to North Carolina, a little more top-end talent, a few more guys that I think can contend for high-end All-American. But again, I think Penn State, the matchup there favors them and you certainly like their chances. But I think, again, a couple of the guys should get really good tests and good measuring stick opportunities there. And then, you know, assuming it'll be either Iowa State or Cornell that they'll face on mm-hmm. Tuesday night. And either team, I mean, they're both loaded with high-end All-American national title contenders. And again, if Penn State's healthy and is wrestling its full lineup on Tuesday night, which is the plan, I think, you know, Penn State's obviously going to be very tough to beat. But I think that both of those teams are both have enough high-end talent and are solid enough up and down the lineup that if Penn State's not on, it could be a dangerous dual meet. But again, I think that the real benefit there is getting guys like Terrell Barraclough and the freshman that we mentioned the opportunity to face some of that top-end competition and, you know, possibly be in a situation where they have to, you know, produce, at least keep a score to a decision for Penn State to be able to accomplish what it wants to and get out of there still undefeated.
In all the years you've done this, and now especially in recent years, how do you view success, Jeff? Do you view success in the team score, or are you thinking about success in terms of individuals?
Yeah, I will tell you that my mindset has changed with Cal.
That's right. No,
the way he approaches it.
Exactly
sure.
right. That's why I asked the question.
Yeah, and I mean, there's no question. And I do watch now, you know, all right, is this guy making the adjustments that they're working on in practice and that, you know, that they know they need to improve on from the previous match? And, you know, you're right. Depending on the kid, like a Gary Steen may lose, but you may be thrilled with the, hey, man, he really has figured out that part of his game, and now we can go to work seeing some of the other parts. Whereas somebody else may win, and you're like, oh, man, yeah, but the double leg that they've been working on for 2 weeks, never even tried it. So,
right.
yeah, it definitely has changed. And yeah, I do watch. You know, I try to be fair to the kid. Obviously, a win is a win, and that's a big deal at this level of wrestling. But yeah, I'm watching to see. Okay, are these guys doing what's kind of being asked and what they're working on in the room right now? And is that translating to what both the kids and the coaches want to see in terms of results and you know, the steps along the way to where they can, you know, make this thing all come together in March.
Yeah, because when it comes to winning and losing dual meets, obviously that's the first thing I look at is the score. I got it. But when I start looking at the lineup and so forth, I'm always thinking now about March whenever I watch Penn State. I mean, that's how that's how I'm looking at it. Are they making the steps forward individually to get them to March?
Yeah, for sure. And you're wanting to see with guys like, you know, Bravo Young and Storace and Brooks, are they widening that gap the way they want to be? And, you know, if not, you know, are there little things there that they just need to go back to work on technique-wise and make some adjustments? And then, again, with the younger guys, probably Alex Facundo is the guy I'm most excited to see.
Yeah.
I just want to see, you know, when he gets in a match against a really top-end guy, not even necessarily whether he wins or loses, but is he, you know, is he staying mentally on top of it? Is he making some of those adjustments that, you know, like we've seen Van Ness making a couple of his matches already this season during the match? And then, again, regardless of the results, I think this is just going to be a really beneficial competition for this team when March rolls around.
Jeff, enjoy it going down there, the competition, because, I mean, you know, no matter what, we kid around about going to restaurants, but it's a business trip. And take care of business like you always do. We look forward to hearing it. And when you do get a chance, enjoy being in New Orleans.
Yep, for sure. Yeah. We will do both things.
Merry Christmas to you and that beautiful family of yours, by the way.
Merry Christmas to you, Steve. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeff.